This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
World, in this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by the director of Fram Training. Fram, of course, is a company that's been around for many, many years, making many aftermarket products. So we're going to be talking about Fram's latest offerings and improvements and answer any general filtration or maintenance-related questions in this half hour of the broadcast. Coming up in the second half hour of the broadcast, Don Jones will be with us, the president and CEO of theoldcarguys.com, and we're going to continue a conversation that we started a week ago with Don, all about the restoration process, the tips that Don has put together. If you're pondering restoring a vehicle, there are lots of things that you need to do and be aware of. And Don put together this fantastic list, a lot of things that, you know, I hadn't thought about. And Don has done so many restorations over the years. He can definitely help you out. We can help you out anytime throughout the hour at the telephone number that is toll-free. And that number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening from anywhere outside of the United States, if you log on to my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, or to our network's website, but the best place to go, easiest, just go to AutoWorldRadio.com. We actually have an international caller line as well. If you're joining us anywhere outside of North America, we would love to hear from you. And of course, email, always a viable alternative, not only during the broadcast, but anytime throughout the week, 24/7. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, joining us on the program, it's my pleasure to welcome a gentleman who has a really great level of experience and history in the automotive world. The gentleman's name is Jay Buckley, and he has more than 40 years of experience from mechanic to shop owner to now being the director of Fram's training programs. Jay, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your past. What led you into becoming an automotive mechanic I would imagine, a rather young age, and what got you hooked on automobiles from the get-go?
Well, I started out working on cars when I was young, just as a matter of necessity, and quickly became, I guess, what you would call a gearhead. I'm still a pretty hardcore hot rodder and like to... I just enjoyed working on cars, and it just became a natural thing for me to go into that as a career.
And what was your first car, Jay?
I had a 1967 Falcon that had a Ford Mustang Bus 302 engine transplanted into it when I was in high school.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that vehicle must have had some pretty good get up and go.
It did. You know, that was back in the 70s, and probably not too long after I finished that car, there was a big gas crisis, and the price of gas shot up way up, and we had long lines for fuel, and that car was very thirsty.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Fram, a company that's been around for many, many years with lots of fine products, and there are lots of things that we're going to talk about here, and of course, invite any questions if you have any comments or questions for Jay about general filtration or maintenance-related questions. We'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. But let's begin with one that for years had been kind of drilled into everybody's head, and that's change your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles, but that isn't the case anymore.
No, it's really not. You know, with modern engine controls and the way they build engines today, the engines actually put a lot less dirt in the oil. And when you couple that with the tremendous advancements that have been made in oil quality and as well as high-quality filtration, the 3,000-mile oil change is really, it actually can be detrimental to your car nowadays.
There's no question that can be detrimental to the car. There's no doubt about it. The phone is ringing here off the hook. People want to talk to you, and we'll line up these questions and emails for you. But certainly synthetic oils have really transformed the industry as well, and lots of people are using those, and a lot of original equipment manufacturers actually require the use of synthetics right from the get-go.
That is true, and it's really due to a lot of factors. I was never, myself personally, was never a big synthetic oil guy until I saw some really compelling engineering data that showed that not only made more horsepower in the engine, it got better fuel economy and had less engine wear, and I've been a synthetic oil user ever since I looked at that information. But, you know, conversely, there's a lot more demands on oil in cars today, and typically people that change oil every 3,000 miles tend to gravitate towards lower quality oil and an inexpensive filter, thinking that they're doing it so often that that's all they need. But that's not really true, because the engines require a really high level of filtration today to last a long time, and the oil additives that are required for engines that have direct fuel injection and timing change and things like variable valve timing have changed dramatically.
Let's talk about another thing that a lot of people are not aware of. A lot of modern vehicles have something called a cabin air filter, and you should probably do us a service and explain what that cabin air filter does. But the bigger point is, a lot of people are not only not aware that their vehicles are equipped with them, but they're not getting changed. They're not receiving the attention that they need. And these cabin air filters are actually quite cool.
Right. Well, think of it. It's just like your furnace filter in your house. Most cars built in the last 10 years now have a cabin air filter that filters the air coming into your car that you're either using for heat or for your air conditioning. And the filters, they're not being changed. I mean, our sales data and other companies' sales data show that there are many, many cars that we should be selling three times as many cabin air filters as we do, and that just tells us that there's a lot of cars out on the road that they're not getting changed. Our company, we try to make it as easy as possible. We have a scannable QR code on our cabin air filters that you can scan with a smartphone, and it takes you right to an installation video. They're usually fairly easy to change, about 15-minute job, and it keeps the inside of your car much cleaner. It reduces the pollen inside your car if you have any kind of allergy, and just makes the air conditioning and heating system function much better overall by changing it regularly.
It makes so much sense, Jay. There's no question about it. Jay Buckley is with us. He is the director of Fram Training Programs, and we invite your questions about any general filtration or maintenance-related problems at our toll-free line at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Another question, and we've had a number of people kind of chime in along these same lines, and that's the importance of matching the right filter with the oil that you're choosing. And for example, I have Peter write me here from Cleveland, Ohio, and he's running synthetic oil in his vehicle. We've got Troy in Texas who's running conventional motor oil in his truck, and it's very important to match the filter with the oil. Tell us more, Jay. On the other side, hold on a second. Well, I'm getting so excited. We're running up against a hard network break. But on the other side, you'll address that and lots more. This is Auto World.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Jay Buckley is with us. He has more than 40 years of experience in automotive repair. He's done it all. He's been a mechanic, a shop owner. He's now director of Fram's training programs for the Fram company. And we're going to talk about some of the latest and greatest from Fram. But we're getting a lot of calls and emails. Last one here from Michael in Florida wanting to know basically the same thing, and that's how to match the right filter with the oil that you're choosing. There are lots of people using synthetics. There are some people using blends. There are some people using traditional oil. And, Jay, what's the best way to do this? Match the filter to the oil.
Well, we try to make it as simple as we can. And, you know, it's a great question because he realizes that every filter has a finite ability to capture and trap dirt. And when they are full, a valve will open and bypass and let dirty oil go through your engine. So, for example, if you use an oil that's designed or a filter that's designed for a conventional oil change with a synthetic oil and leave it on too long, you may not be filtering your oil. So at Fram, what we do is we have three different oil filters. The Fram ExtraGuard filter is designed for oil changes up to 5,000 miles using conventional motor oil. And then in the middle of that, we have what's called the Fram ToughGuard, which has better valves in it and better media. And you can use that with a premium conventional, like a semi-synthetic oil or synthetic oil. And that one has the capacity to go up to 10,000 miles on your car. And for the people who use really high-end premium synthetic oils, we make a filter called Fram Ultra, and it features full synthetic media, actually two layers of media inside of it, and it's all synthetic media. And that filter has the capacity to go up to 15,000 miles on your car.
Wow, that's remarkable when you stop and think about it, how far we've come in the automotive world, because it wasn't that long ago that we didn't have such technology. I would imagine filtration technology has really come a country mile as well, whether we're talking oil filters or other types of filters or cabin filters. You guys are probably constantly working on new products. Give our listeners a little overview of the product portfolio offered by Fram in 2014.
Well, in addition to the three filters that I just mentioned, we have another filter called the high mileage filter, which is basically it's the same as our ExtraGuard filter, our 5,000-mile filter, but it has an additive basket inside the filter that additive dissolves over the life of the oil change. And it's really good for cars with high mileage, a little bit of blow-by. It keeps the oil pH levels normal and really stops corrosion and sludge in those kinds of engines. But in our air filters, we also make a standard replacement air filter called the ExtraGuard air filter, but we make a heavy-duty filter called ToughGuard that it has an oiled paper element, and it's really designed for people that, you know, are using their vehicle for towing or they live on a dirt road or just driving in extreme conditions. Our cabin air filter is extremely unique product because there's really three kinds of filters, cabin air filters in the market, those that are plain cellulose paper, and a lot of the OE and higher-end ones are carbon impregnated for odor absorption. And we take that a step further, and we actually put Arm & Hammer baking soda in the cabin air filter.
Wow.
So it's really great at absorbing odors.
That's great. What an outstanding opportunity for folks to not only get a great filter, but also get the power of that Arm & Hammer baking soda. Is there one particular website that you would recommend for folks to check out for all things Fram?
They should go to Fram.com. There's installation videos there, as well as a bunch of technical information. And there's also a really easy-to-use parts lookup that you can look up your part numbers on.
Great. Tell us about the second annual Summer Mobile Education Tour that you're going to be kicking off for 2014.
Well, we that has interactive displays in it for Fram and our one of our sister brands, Crestone, that we really understand that car guys are the guys who work on their own cars, and we go to car shows and other car type events all across the United States, and we really are going there. We bring technical people. I get a lot of engineers that volunteer their weekend time to come out there. And it's really a great opportunity, not only for us to get to know our customers, but for them to be able to ask us their questions, you know, firsthand, up front. They get to meet the guys that are designing and building the products and really talk. We talk a lot about cars, that's for sure. And we always bring along two or three custom cars that we screw together and just to show them that, you know, we put our filters on everything.
Oh, that is great. Here's another interesting question that has just come in from, let's see, it's Angelo, who is listening to us in Massachusetts. And Angelo wants to know, does Fram still make traditional carburetor air filters? He's got an old muscle car, an old Mustang, and he wants to know about air filters. Does Fram make those?
Yes, we do. We actually make a pretty incredible racing type paper air filter for muscle cars. It's a 14-by-3-inch filter that fits pretty much, you know, any. I have a 67 Mustang myself, and it pretty much fits the standard big 14-inch chrome air cleaner that you see on a lot of those cars, as well as it's the standard element that came in a lot of the factory filters. But it's a really cool filter because it's cellulose, and then it has an external layer of woven synthetic glass around the cellulose.
Oh, that's very cool. And I would imagine that Fram is available at most automotive retailers. Is there a way to look that up on Fram.com as well?
Yes, and pretty much every major automotive retail store, as well as a lot of big retail general stores, carry our product.
How long has Fram been around? Do you know that, Jay? I know it's a long time.
Yes. Well, Fram actually was started just under 80 years ago by a couple textile engineers who were sitting around thinking, boy, engines don't last very long, and you sure have to change your oil pretty often, because back then, cars did not come from the factory with an oil filter.
Wow.
So they created this big old metal can that's called the Fram motor cleaner that you could attach to your car and filter your oil.
What a great story. I mean, just from the invention and the entrepreneurship of those two gentlemen to here we are today all these years later, 80-plus years later in 2014, and their initial vision is going strong, and now we've got all these modern incarnations and these incredible modern vehicles. Here's another quick question for you. This one comes in from Larry. Larry is joining us in Oklahoma, and Larry says he's got a Camry from 2005, has close to 200,000 miles on it, and he wants to try and wring as many miles out of it as possible. Is there any particular thing that he should be doing as far as filters are concerned, or any other advice that you might have for him, Jay?
Honestly, if it was my car, I would be using a very high-quality synthetic oil and using the Fram Ultra filter, and as well as changing the air filter once a year, making sure you change the coolant on time. A modern car, honestly, that thing's just broken in. I mean, he could get 200 more thousand miles out of it.
Hold that thought. We're gonna hold you over into the next segment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Jay Buckley is our very special guest. Jay has an incredible resume here, more than 40-plus years of experience. From mechanic to shop owner to the director of Fram's training programs. And he's been telling us all about the Fram Corporation and all of their great products, and also sharing with us his maintenance-related experience and answering your questions, not only about filtration, but anything else in general. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Don Jones, the old car guy, will be joining us momentarily, but we had the gentleman with the Camry email us up here in the last few minutes, and Jay, you were giving him some great advice, and it's true that today's modern vehicles, not only has the build quality gone up significantly, but one of the reasons why the average age of a new vehicle, of a vehicle, I should say, out there on the highways in North America is now approaching 11 years of age is the fact that these things are engineered so much better and built to go a lot longer. So, once again, reiterate some of the suggestions that you have for the gentleman with the Camry.
I mean, probably the biggest thing that I really recommend people do is read the owner's manual in their car, because they really tell you, look, you need to use this kind of oil that meets this specification. And like that Toyota, for example, Toyotas from that era can have sludging problems when you don't use the correct oil in them. Most everyone I've ever seen that had the problem is usually a victim of putting in oil that's cheaper than what Toyota recommends putting in there. And when you put the right stuff in there, the engine stays really clean inside. We get email and letters from people all the time that have 400, 500,000 miles. I watched a gentleman's odometer roll over 500,000 miles on a GMC Sonoma pickup truck.
Wow.
And realistically, it's not, there's no magic, no voodoo to it. He just took good care of it, changed the fluids and filters when he was supposed to, and always used quality products.
It's that simple. And, of course, we recommend you checking out all the latest and greatest from Fram. And, Jay, I've really enjoyed your visit with us here today, and I'm going to make sure that we get you back on a regular basis so you can answer more questions and inform both myself and the audience about all the latest and greatest from Fram. But, once again, the very simple website for Fram is...
Fram.com, F-R-A-M.com.
I love the easy ones. Jay, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. If you were with us last week at this very same time, Don Jones, the president and CEO of the Old Car Guys, was with us, and he started giving us some tips. We've kind of started and stopped these tips a number of times, but both of us have made the decision to move forward and to finish these tips. Don has been telling us about what to do if you are ready to tackle a restoration project. Let's see if we've got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, with us. Don, are you with us here on Auto World? Looks like we...
I'm going to go upstairs.
You're going to go upstairs? All right. He's going to go upstairs, whatever that means.
No, I'm okay. I'm just going somewhere where it's quiet.
All right. That sounds great. So last week you were with us and you were telling us all about some of the things that you need to do. Dismantle the car was one of the bullet points that you said before you start. We talked about the engine. We talked about the drivetrain. We also talked about the electrical system. We started to talk about the electrical system, frame inspection and restoration, suspension and brakes. But I think actually where we left off is where I started to talk about, and that's the electrical system. And if you're restoring an older vehicle, you have a decision to make, because older vehicles, some of our younger listeners may not be aware of this, but it ran on a totally different system. Should you stick with a 6-volt system, Don, in your opinion, or should you upgrade to a 12-volt system?
Well, given the choice, I would go with the 12-volt system. The 12 volts starting power is much better for starting, particularly up here in the northern tier in winter. We find some people that will keep the lights and the major system on the 6 volt, but go over to a 12 volt just for starting. In fact, we just put a 54 Ford fire truck online that has that situation.
Wow, a 54 fire truck.
But there is another option as well, and we've seen some of the people that will keep the 6-volt system but run an 8-volt battery. And these batteries are available in tractors, and that will give you the extra starting power on the 6-volt starter. But you can adjust the alternator, the voltage regulator on the older cars to put out close to 8 volts, and it'll keep that battery charged.
Oh, that's fantastic. Another question that you brought up here, which I think is really, really timely, because there are so many vehicles out there floating around that have had flood damage or at least some water damage. In your opinion, Don, is it a good idea to rewire a vehicle that is very old or definitely shows the signs of water damage?
Absolutely. The situation with wiring is that you can buy harnesses that that are unique to the car that you're doing, or you can buy a harness and customize it. But there's so often we get into these older cars, discover that the wiring is brittle, frayed, and it would really be a tragedy to go ahead and put a lot of money into a restoration, only to have it caught on fire and burned up because of bad wiring. We see it all the time in some of these older restorations where they've attempted to keep the old systems, but you look at it and you know it's basically a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, so true. Absolutely. Another great thing that you've written here, tip-wise, for electrical components is when installing the electrical...
I'm not hearing anything from you, Bob, so I hope we're not having one of those difficulties, as we sometimes do.
No, hopefully not.
The other thing, too, the time to run a wiring is when you have the interior out. You don't have to fight with the carpeting or... if you have the dash out, it's a good time to get all that wiring changed under dash and bring it in and hook it into the back of your gauges and whatnot.
So true, Don. Let's talk about body restoration. You say do it right the first time. And you say repair torn or rust-eaten metal by welding new patches of metal into the original body.
I guess, you know, from after you get the wiring done, you probably go over and start your restoration. And my suggestion is to go ahead and spend the time, do it right the first time. Don't make it a Bondo Bandit. Go ahead and bring in your new sheet metal and your new parts. Just about any car that you want to restore, there'll be somebody that'll have aftermarket restoration parts for it. If you can't find them, that's when you contact the old car guys, and we'll help you find them.
So true, Don. Let's talk about chrome and stainless. Should you keep it or fill in? What's your opinion in chrome and stainless?
You know, when I was a young man and we would work on these cars, and thinking that we were going to make them faster by taking as much metal off them as we could, so we end up pulling the chrome off and filling in the holes and running it that way. But the chrome does add to the value of a car. It obviously adds to the looks of it. It gives you the braking lines if you decide to change your paint color. Quite a bit of cars in the 50s and 60s were two-toned or three-toned with a lighter top and a darker bottom. And this gives you the good brake lines for that.
So true, Don. But, hold that thought. We'll come back with lots chrome. More straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life.
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for joining us here. Don Jones is with us, President and CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Check out his website. We're going to talk about his website. But right now we're talking about some restoration tips that Don put together. And before the break there, we were talking about chrome and stainless, whether to keep it or fill it in, whether to paint chrome or powder coat. And Don also wants to talk a little bit about don't throw away. Some repairs can be made to bent or dinged trim. There's no question about that. So as you were saying, chrome, especially with the vehicles from the 50s, if you're painting the vehicle, if you're going back to the original colors, there were a lot of two-tone vehicles, and that chrome really was a great accent point.
Yes, it was. And As I mentioned, you know, we used to be the mortal enemies of chrome and taking it off, but as the time went on and I started appreciating the beauty of the older cars, I also appreciated the placement of the chrome and the stainless steel. So just about any car out there, you can find the stainless. And the stainless, of course, it is stainless. It doesn't rust. It does bend. It does get niches in it, nicks and whatnot, dents. But if you have a good straight piece of chrome, and even though it might be a little scratchy, a lot of that can be rubbed out. And a lot of it can be replaced. There's plenty of folks out there that have the chrome, have the stainless. So it can be bought, and we find a lot of it when we go to the different swap meets. One of the other options, particularly on big chrome items like bumpers, we've seen a few years ago where painting them became a big thing. Some people still go with it. I kind of find it kind of tacky. But powder coating, it's a much more tougher coating than paint, more durable. And you can actually get the powder coating to resemble chrome as well as just about any color of the rainbow. So that can be an option as well. You know, on our 52 panel truck, we've powder coated the intake manifold to match the engine, and did it because it's resistance to oil and grease and gasoline that would take normal engine paint off. So, one more option.
Absolutely. Let's talk about dashboard restoration. If you're restoring an older vehicle, I mean, some of the older vehicles use real wood, and, of course, some of the British vehicles are known for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Should you replace that with something custom, or should you stick with the wood, which I imagine probably isn't that super difficult to find?
No, it's not. There are some people out there that are specializing in redoing dashes and doing custom dashes. So you can find the people that will do the work or redo the custom wood dashes for you, particularly in the more expensive cars. But the aftermarket items are really neat. They certainly, in one sense, take away from the nostalgia look of cars. But if you're upgrading the engine and transmission and taking the 57 Chevy in appearance, but actually it may be the power and the capabilities of a Corvette underneath with the brakes, transmissions, and whatnot, you may in fact want to go ahead with these new super neat dashes with LED lights and digital readouts. You know that you're going to have something that's going to work and continue to work for a while. And with the older gauges, if you attempt to use the ones that came with the car, there's probably at least a 50% chance you're going to find that some of the gauges don't work. There's been a few times with some of the cars I've did over the years that the gas gauge just isn't accurate, and occasionally I ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you get to drive by your odometer as opposed to the gauge. So, one more consideration.
Oh, it is so true, and I've had the same thing happen to me on an old Mustang with a broken fuel gauge. And that that really brings out another point. If you're going to keep those original gauges, you got to make sure and replace the glass and the gauges if it's a real older vehicle, if it's cracked or cloudy.
There are a few people around the United States that you can send your gauge package off to rebuild and to put new glass in it. And they do make some different type of rubbing compounds that if you've got light scratches and a little bit of fogging, that it'll take that out. I haven't used them yet, but I've seen them demonstrated, and they seem to be worth the try. I won't endorse them, but I'll suggest them. And if we have anybody that's used them, send me an email, let me know how well they work, and I'll give it an endorsement or tell people to stay away from it. But it's out there, and give it a shot.
Let's talk about, again, in the dash area, definitely rewire the gauges if you're keeping the old ones in there. But what about the steering column? This is another area. Should folks invest in a new one or keep the old one?
The toss up. What are your end results going to look like? What do you want for the end results? I find it that in the last couple of cars that we've done is we put in new steering columns. It was a better look. We went to a different engine with power steering and whatnot, and we put the tilt aftermarket steering columns in. We've had some of our friends that have actually taken steering columns out of cars from the 60s and 70s and placed them in cars from the 40s and 50s just to have the tilt. Some of the older cars did not have a turn signal inside the column. In a lot of cars, that was an afterthought, and it was kind of using radiator clamps, clamping the little device on the side of the steering column. So it gives it a better look, a more modern look, and kind of cleaner and more professional in my way of thinking.
Don also points out when it comes to metal components reconstruction, all metal elements must be repaired, rebuilt, or restored before reassembly. That only makes sense, Don. Let's talk about glass. Glass
right.
Restoration. What should folks do about the old glass in their vehicle?
We, we get a lot of calls from people that are restoring cars, and they want to find a junkyard that has old glass for their car. And the flat glass can be, it's probably you're better off going and having somebody cut the glass for you. We have several shops in the South St. Louis that can do this. And it's basically, you know, you give them your old glass, they use that for a pattern, and they basically cut it. And most of the side glass we can get for $35 or $40 in our area. And that's probably the going cost around the United States. To find it and to get it shipped to you, or to go and get it and take it out, isn't really worth the time and effort. Plus, the older the glass, the more likely you're going to have bubbles in it. After a while, weather, whatnot, causes the edge of the glass to start bubbling up. And even though it might look fine this year, next year it might just be the end of its life and you start getting that really nasty look in your glass. And so, you know, do it right. It's cheap enough and you can go ahead and do it. Windshields can be a different item. If you went out and bought a windshield, it may run you $250 or more. Usually windshield, you may have the same problem with bubbling on the edges, but usually you can find some decent windshields. They seem to be more survivable than the side glass. What I like to do now is, like, mention about the phoniness of some of these glasses out there. For instance, there was a TV show a couple years ago that was doing a 65 Barracuda, and they broke the back glass, which was, at the time when the 65 came out, was the largest back glass that was ever in an American car. So they're talking about, gee, they can't find it, $1,200 for it, you know, outrageous expenses. Well, that's not particularly true. In fact, here in South St. Louis, I could probably walk two different locations where they have that glass and pick it up for about $300.
Wow, so, what a story. We're a little short on time, Don. We'll continue to talk restoration next week. Thank you so much. Everybody visit theoldcarguys.com and Auto World.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.